At Bellway, we're putting your dream home centre stage with HomeFest, a summer celebration of brand new homes. Come along to Belmont Park, Cooper Square or Huntercombe Walk in the Thames Valley to explore our show-stopping 1, 2 and 3 bedroom homes and discover more about HomeFest with up to a 5% deposit contribution that could save you thousands. Search Bellway Thames Valley to find your new home this summer. Selected plots only. T's and C's apply.
Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless. That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce. From brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place. From inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Good weekend. Had a lot of fun. Zipped right on by. Mostly because my weekend was consumed with a wedding for a good chunk of it. We went out to Monument on Saturday afternoon. I mean, it was early, like 1 o'clock or whatever. And hit up my buddy Dan, the tall man's wedding. He married his beautiful bride, Angela. We got a hotel for the evening, so we were able to kind of tear it up a little bit. And it was funny, we got to the hotel, and the guy's like, which wedding are you here for? And we're like, oh, there's multiples? He's like, yeah. He's like, I think I've been checking people in for like 3 different weddings in the area. So,
oh, my gosh.
Big weekend for weddings, which kind of bit us in the butt because I wanted to Uber to the venue, and I could not get an Uber to save my life.
Really?
They're not really big in Monument, I guess. Not a lot of Ubers down there.
Wow.
And I was clicking on it, and we needed to be at the venue within like 10 minutes or so, and the Uber wait times were like 40, 45, 60 minutes. I'm like, damn it. So many weddings. So we ended up driving, which was fine. It was fine. Hard to find parking, but it was fine. The wedding was great. Dan's kind of a prankster, kind of a goofball, so I didn't really know what to expect at the wedding, but it was good. It was very romantic. It was classy, a little bit of comedy thrown in there. They had the dog walk the rings down the aisle.
Aww. Oh, that's cute.
Which was a big slobbery bulldog, which made it even better.
Oh.
To see the little tank go down the aisle and deliver the rings. It was really good. Open bar.
That's always nice.
It's always nice.
Open bar, you guys.
What kind of food did they have, though?
They had, hold on. Speaking of open bar, if you want to make your way to our Jeremy, Katie, Josh Facebook and Instagram, you can see me dancing a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a taste. About 9 seconds. That's all you're going to get out of me. Huh. 9 seconds, because Jerry had a little too much Maker's Mark.
Yeah.
Food was good. They had hors d'oeuvres, you know, little nibblies beforehand, chips, crackers, little sausages. You know, took a plate of hummus back to my table. The food was chicken, some sort of beef tenderloin or something.
Oh, yum.
And various, like, salad and bread, which I will say there was so much drinking going on that I had stacked up pretty much an entire loaf of bread on my buddy's plate as we were going through the buffet line. And that bread got passed around to every woman's purse that evening.
Really?
At some point, a woman opened up their purse and there was a loaf of bread in there. Including Sweet Knickknack, who just carried, what is that, a little clutch or something? Yeah, I shoved a lot of bread in there.
Yeah, that's what goes in there, so.
Yeah. Saw a lot of old coworkers, which was pretty cool. It was kind of like a radio reunion, which was nice. And then the only other highlight of the wedding for me, which I thought, man, this is a great idea, is when it was dessert time, they had the cake and everything, but they also had a cart that they wheeled out. Katie, you would love this. And it had a giant, like, metal bucket on ice, and in the bucket was bomb pops and other popsicles and otter pops and ice cream sandwiches.
That's cool.
And it was so great because, you know, you're nearing the end of the evening, you know, and everybody's dancing and tipsy. And it was so nice to just wander over to that bucket and grab an ice cream sandwich and give it hell. I was like, it just hit.
Yeah.
You know, when you got a couple cocktails in you, you're like, yeah, I'll eat anything you put in front of me.
Yeah. They were thinking of you guys at the
end
there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
So it was a good night. It was a nice little evening out. I'm typically like not the wedding guy. You know, like, oh, God, a wedding. But this one was pretty banging.
Yeah. So. Plus,
good,
Dan seems like he knows how to
Dan's
make a
just
good
a fun
time.
Guy. Yeah. All 6'9", 6'10" of him. He's a giant.
So tall.
He's a giant. I got to meet his parents, too, and his dad's about the same height. So
really?
Like, I see where you get it.
Jeez,
a lot
man.
Of tall people there.
Giants.
Tall people. So that was my weekend. Josh, I know you hung out with some friends and family. Was it fun and good?
Yeah, you know what? It was really fun and really good, Jared.
Awesome.
No, it was cool. We had Buddy's 30th birthday party, and his wife kind of went all out for it, obviously. And the theme was like Cabo Resort, Mexico. Really fun. So we had a huge buffet-style Mexican dish from Venalanzo's, which I have never been to, but
that's a taco
that?
Spot.
Holy,
is it
they
tacos?
Have the best tacos.
Crap.
It's over here on Arapaho. Like
the tacos.
What made them so banging?
You.
The burrito tacos that we had were insane.
The
so
tacos,
the burrito tacos, the chicken tacos, they had this whole spread of basically it looked like you were going to like a Qdoba, and they had all the food stuff there. So you could build your own taco or you could just get the already made burrito tacos, which I had about 11 of those
I'm
throughout
saying,
the night.
Those Attaboy. Are so good.
So good. So that was awesome. The drinks were had. We all had some celebratory cigars out on the back porch of their house. And we stayed out there, man. The party started at 5. And we really stayed out there till like 1 a.m. It was so much fun. We just kept talking with each other because I had a lot of friends. He is one of my best friends from high school. So I have known him since the summer after eighth grade because we started football camp in the summer right after eighth grade. So I've known him for a really long time, and we have just been really close for, I mean, dang, over
now
a
now you're
decade.
Taco buddies.
We are taco buddies, which is
the
great.
Best kind
it sounds
of buddies.
Inappropriate.
No,
somehow.
It doesn't.
Kind of does.
Somehow
it's the only kind of friendship I want,
but
Jared.
It was hilarious. I mean, some of my old friends were there also from high school. Like my old prom date was there, who I haven't seen in a really long time.
Did you guys reconnect?
She has a fiance. So no. But
so
she was so
did you
sweet.
Reconnect?
No. No. She was so sweet. It was so cool to see her because, again, I haven't seen her in dang near a decade.
Wow.
And it was so funny. She told us a little story about how she was doing some traveling lately, and she was in some random cab. And she was like, I was listening to this radio station on in the morning, and I was like, that voice sounds so familiar. And one of you guys said a name of Josh. And then she listened to our show, and she was like, you guys are so funny.
I know him.
See him.
Oh, that's
so that
sweet.
Was cool. Yeah, well, shout out to the yellow cab that has us on in the morning. Yeah. That was great. And she thought our show was hilarious, and I loved that. And it was so
well, it is. Duh.
Absolutely.
She knows her
I know.
Stuff.
That's what I said. I go, duh, absolutely. But, yeah, I mean, I talked to so many people that I haven't seen in so long. And to reconnect with those types of friends that you haven't seen in forever.
Isn't that
I mean,
fun?
It was awesome.
It's
I mean,
just so nice. Like, no time has passed sometimes.
Seriously.
You know, you pick right up.
It totally was like that. And then at the same time, it was also like, wow, I really haven't seen you in years and years and years. And then it was so funny. We were talking about, with a couple of my friends that stayed throughout the night, how life changes so much. Like, so many of them are married and have children now. But when you're just talking with them and hanging out with them for hours, it really did feel like we were back in, like, the basement of our parents, you know, in high school, all hanging out trying to, you know, sneak drinks or whatever. Like, it was so much fun how life really does change, but really at the same time, we're all the same people. And we just get a little bit older. Like, it was a really cool moment in time.
This is
time.
A Dr. Phil moment right
yeah.
here.
I
this
know.
This just got deep. This got real deep.
It totally was. But it was I don't know, it was a blast to see everybody again and
good
have
buddy.
A good time. And, man, I haven't had a cigar in a long time. And those things, they're...
It sticks with you. Like, I'm the same way.
Dude.
I had one maybe a year ago. And then it was, like, 3 days later, I could still smell it on my facial hair. And I was like, this is why I
can't
do it.
And I brushed my teeth, like, 11 times after that. And I'm still like... I still there's a hint of vanilla in there. I
but
still
in
taste
the moment,
it.
You're like, damn.
Well, I was also like a couple of Coronas and
a couple
Brewskis
Dr. Peppers.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I want a cigar so bad, but you have it, and it's like in my clothes, still in my
it
hair.
Is.
I'm like,
your
oh my
car seats
gosh.
Will smell like it,
dude.
I was never that guy who I never smoked anything, no cigarettes.
No.
I mean, cigars just occasionally, but it is funny from time to time if you're just having like a whiskey on ice or something. You just get that, you're like, man, it would be nice to dip a cigar into this and smoke it.
Well, and my buddy
it's
got
so bad for
some
you.
Oh, I know, but my buddy got some nice ones. And so I was like, of course, you know, at that point at 10:30 at night, of course, we're all like, yeah, let's all do some cigars. So it was funny. All the guys go out on the back porch and started smoking them, and all the girls stayed inside. And it's just like, we all go do our own things. And we were so manly. We're like, oh, these cigars are so good. I know nothing about them.
Right.
Like,
this is Swisher Sweets.
This is a good batch of cigars, right? And they're like, oh, yeah, totally. I'm like,
I don't know who rolled this, dude. Man, but they know how to roll some leaves. I tell you what.
Last one I had was 2 years ago. I'm like, good batch, good batch. There you go.
What is this, a 76?
No clue, but it was a blast.
You keep
so
these
out.
In a humidor?
Yeah, I know, right? I'm like, oh, moist. This is a moist cigar. Yeah, you can
so
tell.
So moist. I can taste it in the back of my throat. Once it hits you,
oh,
it's
my
nice.
Gosh, man. It was great. The head buzz. Yeah, you can really feel that. It's very forward. Yeah.
Kind of makes me want one right now.
I know, right?
Should we go get some? Let's run to 7-Eleven. Get some
Swisher
Sweets. All right,
I'll be back. Swisher Sweets. Oh, that's horrendous.
Well, and then Katie cleaned her apartment this weekend.
I mean, I did other stuff too, but whatever. That's fine.
We'll get to you.
Or we don't have to.
No,
it's fine.
We will. I want to hear about your date.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Fine.
No, let's do
no,
it.
Let's do it.
I want to hear about it.
How's your apartment looking? Is it clean?
It's amazing. I mean, when I say I cleaned my apartment, we're talking baseboards, we're talking ceiling fans,
wow,
we're
look
talking
at you.
Everything. Because it's like the season change, right? And I got
totally.
To keep my windows open all weekend.
You're
and
like
turned
Cinderella.
The AC off.
Hey, how nice was that?
It
Come
was
on.
Amazing. It was my
Did
favorite
Did you sleep
part.
With your windows open?
I slept the best I've slept in weeks.
Love,
I'm not.
I
Friday
love that for you.
Friday into Saturday, I slept 12 hours straight.
Jeez.
And it was awesome.
I love that for you.
Yeah, I loved it for me too, Jer. Like, I needed it. I needed to catch up on my sleep.
Hey,
so
yeah, that's fantastic. I think Saturday night I got about 3
yeah.
hours and it was really bad.
Same. Yeah.
That sucks for you.
The room was spinning.
The room was spinning.